Do you find yourself either dreading or getting excited about the future and not enjoying the present? I totally relate. But the Lord has an answer to our heart's needs, and we can enjoy the present by enjoying His presence and trusting Him. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Enjoy the present by spending time in His presence. Acts 2:28 says, "You have made known to me the ways of life. You will fill me, infusing my soul with joy with your presence." As a recording artist, I always have to wait for the final confirmation on engagements. Waiting for confirmation on certain larger events can be harder because the potential to encourage hearts to look to Christ is so great. But I don't have to wait to praise the Lord until the actual event takes place. I need to praise Him now. That's something about which I feel convicted. Today, I felt the need to just pause from thinking about what may or may not happen with certain exciting upcoming potential engagements. Instead, I just looked out my window and saw the prettiest little oriole eating on our new suet feeder, and that's all it took for me as a reminder to stop thinking about possibilities and start thanking God for this moment and in this moment by spending time in His presence. At other times, I feel tempted to focus on worrisome thoughts about the future in regards to my health conditions with which I was born. I admit it. But the Lord helps me to stop worrying by refocusing on Him as I spend time enjoying His presence in the present. So, whether anxiously waiting on exciting singing engagements or being tempted to dread certain doctor's appointments, I know this for a fact. Whenever I enter His presence, He helps me enjoy the present because I enjoy Him and He infuses my soul with joy. Don't take my word alone for it. Take God's word for it from Acts 2:28. I'll read it once again. It's the Amplified version, by the way. "You have made known to me the ways of life. You will fill me, infusing my soul with joy, with your presence." Right now, I encourage you to stop and thank God for something, anything. Nothing is too small for which to praise the Lord. We need to praise Him now and later. Spend time in His presence right now, in the present, and give thanks. Amen? Psalm 136:26 says, "Give thanks to the God of heaven for His loving kindness, graciousness, mercy, compassion endures forever." Psalm 18:49, "Therefore will I give thanks and praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name." Prayer tip of the week. I encourage you to make a point each day to spend time alone with Jesus. Spend time in His presence. Nothing can replace that. Nothing compares to that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you so much for wanting to spend time with us. You are God. You created all of the universes, and yet you want us to spend time in your presence. Wow. We thank you. We praise you. We feel so humbled that you love us that much. And we thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross in our place for our sins. He did nothing wrong. You did nothing wrong, Jesus. And yet you took that punishment for us because it had to be done. The punishment had to be given for all the evil we all have done. And we thank you that you did that for us. You bore the punishment for all of our sins. And then you rose again, conquering sin and death, so we can be conquerors through you. Thank you for that victory. Thank you for offering us your joy in your presence. We welcome you, Jesus, in our hearts. Rule our lives. We rely on you for salvation. And we bless your name right now in the present. And we pray for your best for each prayer request sent to Praying Pals. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember that it is amazing that God wants to spend time with you, that He allows us to spend time in His presence. Let's prioritize His presence in the present this week.